Have you seen that one person and sparks fly?
You had me at hello.
I mean, you look, and in an instant, a crush is formed. Wow, how can one man contain himself?
The human wang is a beautiful thing.
Wait a minute, we're talking about a female here, right?
That ain't no woman. It's a man.
No, the person is a man.
What are you, gay?
We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course not.
I'm not gay. I'm heterosexual.
No, I know you're gay. You just told me you're not sleeping with women anymore.
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
It's time for the Steve Zabin Show to tell us who exactly they have a man crush on.
All right, time to play Man Crush. By the way, that clip of Seth Rogen going back and forth, that was from... what movie was it? It was
40-year-old Virgin.
40-year-old Virgin. Paul Rudd.
Oh, was 40-year-old Virgin?
Yes.
I thought it was the one with what's her name? The other girl who was in the 27 Dresses movie, Katherine Heigl.
The pregnant movie. The
Yeah. Whichever one that is. Anyway, the point is, look, we're all secure in our manhood, and we're open to all lifestyles here.
There's anything wrong with that?
Right.
Of course,
exactly.
We are.
Not that there's anything wrong with any of that. But who in sports do you have a man crush on? I like that guy. Bruce Arians, who is in the hospital for stomach pains. I got a man crush on him. I watched the Football Life on Bruce Arians back when he was a long-haired, hell-raising quarterback at Virginia Polytechnic Institute. VPI or Virginia Tech? Whatever Virginia Tech is. I think VPI is different. Virginia Tech. You know, Bruce Arians played quarterback at Virginia Tech. You know that he used to be a lot of trouble.
Damn.
Got kicked off of teams for drinking and whatnot. Coached later on. Coached under Bear Bryant. It was a great piece.
Coached at Temple.
Yeah. It was a great piece on the long road to where Bruce Arians has finally landed. Head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, who believe this is their year. Hospitalized. What's the latest on Bruce Arians?
Overnight for observation. Stomach pains is what everybody said at
first.
Stomach
pains?
Yes. Could be a lot of things, couldn't it?
Could be a lot of things, and obviously he has been not so healthy in the past.
Had cancer,
He's been cancer-free since 2007.
Okay.
So,
very
yes.
good.
Maybe it's the driving cap.
No, I don't think that has anything to do with anything.
It
doesn't
know.
Come with side effects, Ali.
I don't wear a driving cap. I'm not in the hospital. I see the correlation.
Yeah. I got a man crush on Trent Dilfer. He's still really, really good. He will give you breakdowns of what he's seeing, especially on quarterback play. He'll do it honestly. He will give honest criticism. He does not necessarily bash people, but he is also very good on television, very concise, does great work. Got a man crush on Usain Bolt as well. As I said before, he's just straddled the line of cocky but not too cocky, funny but not douchey. Showman, but not show up his opponents.
Men.
At least in my mind. Some say he's gone over that edge, over that line. To me, no. He's cool.
With his Apollo Creed-like entry to these Olympics, that press conference some 5-10 days ago where he had the showgirls from Jamaica on the podium with him.
Yes.
You know.
I like him. So those are my man crushes. Who are yours?
Jimmy Garoppolo is a man crush this morning. So
he's going to get his fella.
He's going to get his more than 15 minutes to start this season in the preseason, and he's ridiculously good looking with perfect teeth.
Garoppolo.
For you, Jimmy.
Where did he go to college again?
Enjoy it. God, I'm going to have to look this up.
I forgot that too. Boston College, possibly? No.
Eastern Illinois.
Eastern Illinois.
Oh, that's Mike Shanahan's old school.
Tony
Romo's
old
school as well.
Obviously, we produced a lot of great quarterbacks there, myself and obviously Romo.
Tony Romo, and that's him.
How's Mike Shanahan's phone ringing for future jobs as a head coach in the NFL?
Radio interviews, yes.
Let's go live to Mike Shanahan's living room how it's going. Yeah. Not ringing.
Man crush on the Cubs, Anthony Rizzo. Did you see his latest amazing catch where he jumped up on the brick wall in Wrigley over the tarp and just sort of picked it up, but picked it up feet from the stands.
Yep.
That's
pretty cool.
That's some good S right there, yo.
Sweet right there.
Really good.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-777-2907. Amish, you are first up. Who is your man crush in sports?
Good morning, Zabin. My man crush is Chicago Cubs manager Joe Maddon. He's wears funny dresses. He's cool. Players like him. He's a good strategizer, knows, you know, how to ship defenses. Also gets into players' heads sometimes on the opponents, like Bryce Harper walking him like 14 different times. And ever since then, you know, Harper's been struggling at the plate.
He's the coolest manager in baseball, but there is pressure on him this year. There's no question about it. Thanks for the call, Amish. Let's go to Anton. You're next up. Hello, Anton. Who's your man crush?
Yo, what's going on, guys? My man crush is Jamal F. Charles. He's like, everybody knows he's a good back, but he's still underrated to me. He just came off the pup list yesterday.
Yeah, Jamal Charles just off the pup list. Let's hope he has a big season. I'm not sure what people – I don't know where he's going to be drafted this year in fantasy.
He's prone to injury.
He sure is.
What I've heard.
Better take who's their backup. Charkhandrick, is he still there?
Charkhandrick West. Got to handcuff him. Got to link him together. Let's go to Randall. You are next up. Hello, Randall. Who's your man crush?
Morning, guys. Man crush on NBC swimming analyst Rowdy Gaines. He made the swimming infinitely watchable.
Did he?
Over the past week.
Did he? What was so good about him?
Well, I mean, I think it was Dan Hicks that was with him, and I mean, he would, you know, ask him, you know, Rowdy, you crunch the numbers, what have you seen? And he, you know, can give you the lowdown on, you know, every American swimmer, the people that, you know, could challenge them, and then.
Gone. Okay.
Randall's phone, underwater.
Rowdy Gaines. I'm gonna look him up on Wikipedia here.
He's still in good shape. He wears like a tight shirt.
Yeah.
I guess if you're in good shape, you can wear those. But, you know, he's a hideous old man, bald, no offense. But
he's 60. He's 57 years old.
Oh, he looks every year of that. But
fat ex-swimmers don't get hired on television.
No.
Can you imagine a swimmer that just looks like he's now a pool float?
Janet Evans here at 309 pounds. You used to swim, Janet. You look quite buoyant now.
Ambrose,
no, she's not. She's
Ambrose Rowdy Gaines, the fourth. Ambrose Gaines, the fourth. American former competitive swimmer, Olympic Hall of Fame member, three-time Olympic gold medalist from Winter Haven, Florida, 57 years old. And there's a picture of him on Wikipedia with hair. So there, take that. 330-99-ZABE. That is the text message window. You can send us a direct note or two. Does not go out over the internet. Just comes directly to us.
989 as well as the 240. I've got a man crush on the track and field color commentator on NBC during the Olympics. This guy's enthusiasm makes me want to go buy some gold shoes and run fast.
Otto,
and 240 and Frederick says, my man crushes on Tom Hammond. His track calls from the games make me feel like I'm at the Kentucky Derby.
He's great. Tom Hammond is the best. I was talking
to our
colleague here locally, Kevin Sheehan, about it. He's like, how do you do a sport you know nothing about? He's like, how do you do judo and do it well? I could not do that.
Preparation.
I mean, Tom Hammond can do any sport, and he's prepped for it. Guys like that are
Hammond
amazing.
Is great and was great. Over the weekend, though, during one of the early morning meets, he said, look around at the stadium. Really good crowd for a Saturday morning. Not over there where the empty seats are, because that's where the track and field athletes and their family members usually go.
Right.
But because it's of the early hour, nobody's present. But pan over here.
Pretty good crowd.
That section
this
is almost... Well, there's a couple of rows there that aren't. It was pretty funny.
Well, even if you're good like Tom Hammond, you have to do some ass kissing to make sure you're on the next cycle's broadcast. 800-777-2907.
Good morning, boys from the 402 in Omaha. My man crush is tennis player one, Martin Del Potro. I saw his gold medal match against Andy Murray, and it was love at first sight. Juan Martín played over 15 hours of tennis during the week leading up to that match, and at times he looked like he physically couldn't continue. And his legs wanted to be somewhere else. He would hit an amazing shot or win a game and just kept on fighting till the very end. Rick in Omaha for JMDP.
All right. By the way, you know about Ambrose Rowdy Gaines the fourth? He was temporarily paralyzed in 91 with Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Yeah.
After the hospitalization, he experienced a surprising full recovery attributed largely to his superb physical conditioning. Rowdy effing Gaines, man crush.